This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A judge in Clear Creek County has dismissed charges against three officers who were on the scene during the 2022 killing of Christian Glass. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Brittany Murrow, Timothy Collins, and Ryan Benny were among six officers charged with failure to intervene. The officers were responding to Glass's request for assistance after his car was stuck on a rural road near Silver Plume. Former Clear Creek County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buen shot and killed the 22-year-old after he refused to get out of his car. Buen was later convicted of criminally negligent homicide and is currently serving a 3-year prison sentence. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A group in Congress is focusing on public land. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Republicans and Democrats are joining forces in a new public lands caucus. They'll discuss issues like resource management and other proposals that could become bills. Members are already backing a bill to prevent the transfer of public lands to private entities. That's as Republicans try to sell 11,000 acres of public lands in Nevada and Utah through an amendment in their budget reconciliation package. Montana Republican Representative Ryan Zinke co-chairs the new caucus.
This is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue. And I think it's important this caucus talks about the issues that are hard.
Currently, Democratic Representative Joe Neguse is the only Coloradan in the caucus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado says 96% of all driver's licenses and ID cards issued by the state are real ID compliant to fly. Starting this week, you need a real ID license or card to board domestic flights and to enter certain federal buildings and military bases. Real ID credentials are marked with a star in the upper right corner. Your digital ID does not count as real ID, and you can still use a passport. Colorado skier Michaela Sheffrin has joined the ownership group for Denver's new National Women's Soccer League team. The Olympic and World Cup champion athlete is from Vail. The team's controlling owner says Sheffrin will have a voice in building the club, which starts play next year in Centennial. This is CPR News.